Welcome to Immersion into Source. You are about to experience a dose of healing, vibration-raising energy, channeled directly from guides and high beings of light dedicated to assisting you. Your only task is to allow the energy to flow to and through you. After the healing portion, stay on as your hosts Karin Smoot, Lisa Victorson, and Wendy Weber explore the topic of the day.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. I still keep expecting that one little segment to come in. I don't know why. My little brain isn't adjusting well.
Maybe just because three out of the four times, that's what it does. You know?
I don't know. So welcome, everybody. This is Immersion into Source. As Wendy said, that's Wendy. I'm Karin. And before we forget, we love to hear from you. We love you to participate in the conversation. So go to Facebook, facebook.com, obviously. And if you're not a Facebook person, well, either join or you'll just have to listen. But if you are a Facebook member, join the Immersion into Soos. All righty. You know, Wendy's laughing really hard because as we were waiting for the commercials to go over, I burped really good. Because I'm guzzling my tea and then, wah! Now I'm seeing, I can't even talk. All right, so Immersion into Source Facebook group. And so you join that group and you can post questions and comments as we explore the topic, which will be...
If it's still in your mind, is it worth taking the risk?
Yes. And we will start that conversation at 7:30. In the meantime, Wendy and I are going to just chat for a few minutes till the first commercial break. And then after the first commercial break, we'll have healing sent directly to all of us. And then after the second commercial break, we'll explore our topic of the day. So today's topic is a question that Wendy had asked at some point, and I'm like, well, that would be an interesting topic. And could you define what that question means for you? I know what it means to me, but I wonder what it means to you.
Well, there's been many instances in my life where I just couldn't shake the idea that I needed to say something. I couldn't shake the idea that I needed to do something. And in one of the instances, it almost felt inappropriate to reach out to a particular person. But I also felt that if I didn't, I was going to explode. And you know, and I thought about it for a couple of years. You know, so it just always made me wonder. You know, what is bringing this to me? Is it just why? Why can't I get this off of my head?
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. And it's a battle. Like for me, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I know for me, I battle back and forth with, okay, so y'all, just so you know, I can do readings on anybody cold, stone cold. I mean, I don't have to meet, I can do good, but when it comes to myself, it's a whole different thing. So anyway, so I can't like do a reading on myself because you're probably going, well, why don't you just read yourself? Because it's not so easy. So in those situations, I battle with myself like, is it my ego getting into my way? Is it my emotions? Is it my need? Is it because I want something? You know, like, is it my subconscious or unconscious even driving it? Or is it source pushing me? You know, you get like... I don't know.
You're not putting words in my mouth. That's it exactly. In various situations, I just had to really sit and explore myself. All right, what am I going to get out of this? You know, is it something that's going to serve me or the greater good of the situation, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, sometimes I have just, you know, taken that deep breath and okay, here we go. And I've just done what I feared and, you know, and other times didn't do it, you know? And so, and in those, for some of those situations, I still get the idea, you know, oh my gosh, you need to do this.
Yeah.
But why?
Yeah.
You know, but why? So, yeah. So I'm very excited to explore this topic.
Yeah.
And I hope you all get something from it too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you two little things because we've got time. And Wendy, you already know this. I'm sure I've told you this, but like as long as I can remember, I don't want to say all my life. I don't think when I was like 4 years old, this was going on, but all my maybe teenage on, I don't know. Whenever I would drive by a fire station, I'd be like, ooh, I'd love to see what kind of men are in there, you know? And I'm not like that kind of, I'm not like a voyeur kind of a person. Like I don't like go to, you know, strip clubs or what, you know what I mean? I mean,
right.
Strip clubs or whatever. You know, I'm not that kind of a person, but I would just be so drawn like, oh, I want to go in there and meet the firemen. Like, what was that about? I mean, and obviously I didn't do it. And the few occasions that I did go to a fire station, I was like, ooh. But after I met a fireman and we had this, and this was 5-6 years ago, I met this fireman and that was really a divinely set up story how that all happened. But and then the work, the healing work that was done between us and the exploration and the spiritual adventure that we had, after that, fire stations don't do anything for me anymore. I drive by them and I've like even like tried to like not force myself, but like, you know, hey, Karen, there's a fire station. Anything going on? Nope, nothing's going on. I don't get drawn. I'm not drawn. I'm not attracted. So at some level, you know, my body, my mind knew, you know, for decades beforehand that there was something with a fireman. You know?
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, and now it's gone.
Well, so, you know, that's why, you know, there again, it comes to the question, is it worth taking the risk now or do you just sit back and allow what's going to come to come? You know, it's, you know, so it's like, do I take action because, you know, you have thoughts and then there's action and then, or is it okay to be inactive?
Right.
Am I saying that right?
No, I get you. Right. Because so like in this case, I mean, obviously I didn't go like banging on all the firehouse doors. And then it just showed up. But then in this other case, so I met this guy and I was really enchanted by how he spoke and what we were talking about and this and that. But you know, we didn't exchange phone numbers or anything. So, but there was a way that I could contact him like through a meetup or something. And I was like, should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I? And I really, you know, I don't know. I didn't want to, but then I thought, well, you know, maybe I should. So I said, okay, I'm going to pray on it. So I prayed on it and I asked for an answer and it came back, call him. And I was like, or contact him. And I was like, yeah, I still think that's my ego, you know? And I clearly remember this. I'm like, God, you know, I know that you gave me that answer, that was an answer. And I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I don't trust it. So could you send me another message so that I know for sure that that's the right answer and it's not my conscious subconscious getting, you know, making that answer. So I walk out. At that time I was still homeschooling my younger son. I walk out, we're reading through this magazine. It was a, you know, magazine that he got, and I'm reading this article to him or whatever story to him. And it's about how people don't reach out and communicate to one another, you know, enough. And you know, I don't remember exactly, but I was like, oh, alrighty then. I guess I got my answer. I mean, cause it was right directly. I mean, I said my prayer, I walked out, we read the magazine, bam, there was that article. I'm like, okay, well, I guess then I really am supposed to contact this person. So I did. And nothing happened. Yeah. And nothing happened. And I was like, are you kidding me? That was like a heart thumping experience for me.
Well, you know, but you know, but at the same time, you know, I think that, you know, sometimes we just need the experience.
Exactly. And that's what I came to realize, that it wasn't about that the person was going to respond. It was about me reaching out and taking that step, which was beyond what I was comfortable with doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, don't make me do that. Anyway, we should talk about the healing in case we have somebody new listening.
Yes, go ahead, because I can't talk, remember.
Okay. All right. So when we get back from the commercial, you're going to hear Quiet. I know at some point they talked about having music, but it didn't happen last time. So I'm not sure if it'll happen tonight. But so if there's not music and it's just quiet, it's okay. Karen will be channeling some healing energy to us. And what we'd like for you to do is to make your experience internal. Close your eyes, lay down, or sit up, whatever you're most comfortable with. But either way, make sure that your spine is straight. And just allow whatever happens to happen. Everybody feels this very differently. Some people feel very subtle things, like to nothing to settle, and it takes a couple days for it to really sink in. And other people have visions. Some people feel a little discomfort, and that's okay. That just means something is working its way through. And you just need to breathe. I know one time for myself, I felt like I was on a tilt-a-whirl. I was like, whoa. And I wanted to stop it. That was my reaction, was to go, no. But then I thought, no, you know, something's working its way through. So I can be dizzy for a minute. It's okay. And it did pass. So don't have expectations. Just allow, relax, call in your loved ones, your pets, and enjoy. And by all means, going back to what we Karen said about Facebook, we love to have comments and hear what you're experiencing. So if you want to go on Facebook and write a comment, that would be wonderful.
Yes. And any questions? And that's
yeah.
Or just say hi.
Right. I've got it open. Hello. I'm sitting right here. Yeah. So if you're not part of our group already and you want to be, I can approve you instantly.
Yes. And you don't have to be, you know, there's no secret code to get in or
nope.
anything. No qualifications, no prerequisites. It's just a filter because, as you know, all computers, but Facebook especially, you know, there are a lot of hacking and, you know, scammers and stuff. So just, you know, it's just one filter. It's not perfect, but it's at least a filter. So that's all we're doing.
Yeah.
Not asking for blood or anything.
Or any firstborns.
No.
Here comes our music. So you guys sit back, relax, and we'll be back and with an amazing healing session.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ooh, we're back. That was a short... That was short.
It felt really short.
Or maybe I fell asleep. I wouldn't put it past me. Okay. All right. So here we go. As Wendy said, it's going to be quiet. So that doesn't mean we're gone or that you're forgotten. We're just We are just enjoying our engagement with those beings that send this loving energy to us. So I take off my headphones, but we'll be back. So I won't hear y'all if you holler, but I'm babbling. Let's go. Here we go. That felt like a journey.
Yeah. A strange one, too.
Yeah. I just feel this shaft, this portal, this, like, I mean, like, it feels like physical space. I mean, it looks like it, but it looks different. Like, it's, like, the energy going through it. I don't know. It's bizarre.
See, and I felt something, like, from, at first it wasn't all the way down in my stomach, but it felt like it was going up from, like, my third eye area down through my heart, like, through it. I would have called it a shaft.
Uh-huh.
And then it went down into my stomach, almost made me feel like I was going to throw up there for a couple minutes. I was like, okay, all right, just keep breathing, just keep breathing.
Have the bucket handy.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. All right, guys, we'll be back and we'll talk. Hang in there.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
September 23rd, September 23rd, September 23rd. Mark that down on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Whatever you do, circle that date. 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No. Anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget, 9 p.m. Eastern, here on OM Times Radio.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, that got my curiosity.
I know, right?
Just, what is the Joe Show?
I don't know. Maybe you'll have to listen.
Yeah. September 23rd. September 23rd.
All right. Well, you know, whatever works, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was very clever.
I love it. Yeah. No,
but
I liked it.
But I'm still having the foggiest what the Joe Show is. I mean, it could be kangaroos for all I know. Okay.
Could be.
Oh,
my God. I
guess those are Joeys.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. See, it means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. Well, so one of our listeners said that she was having alchemy symbols coming at her.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And like, I wouldn't even have, if I don't even know what alchemy symbols are.
Thank you for saying that, because I was thinking the same thing. I would have said there were symbols. I wouldn't have known what they were.
Yeah, very, very cool. Alchemy is so fascinating. I haven't studied it per se, more like the history of it and stuff. How cool is that?
Yes.
All right, well, hey. If she got the alchemy symbols for, like, you know, turning something into gold or something, we get a cut of that.
Okay. I don't know if she'll agree with that or not, but, you know. All right, so let's go.
I'm sure some... Well, I don't know. Alchemy is about transcending, you know, the physical. And so if she... whatever heavenly adventure she has, maybe she'll send us a ticket.
Oh, okay. Well, can we... I've got a question that just popped up here.
Okay.
That's not related to the show necessarily, but I like it. So okay. I think that we need to ask it. I guess really, even if I didn't like it, we should ask it, right? But okay. Sometimes at random moments, like at the supermarket, I feel the same things as during the healing. Is there something I should be paying attention to?
Very cool.
I know. It's a great question.
That they're just confirming that this, see, we've known this. I've not been aware of this long time, and this is confirmation that this work, that this energy, this healing stuff that they're sending, it doesn't just start and end with, you know, this period of time that we are together. It's an ongoing thing. They've told us before, I mean, way before I was doing the webinars or the shows or anything, that what they're sending is like sending down roots, and those roots continue to grow way past the time that they're interacting with me or, you know, the guides or whatever, that it just keeps growing. And so, yeah, so this is, and how beautiful that this person is seeing or experiencing, noticing it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're pretty good about keeping you safe. They're not going to like wonk you out while you're driving. But if by chance, you know, things get a little dicey, then you just pull over, obviously. Or if you're at the grocery store, you just have to sit down in the freezer aisle. Excuse me, I need to cool off. Or whatever. So take care of yourself. But yeah, no, it's the energy just continuing to work through you. It feels like, did the person say, it feels like it's like right in the center of their body, like right, like just above the belly button. Did they say where it was?
No, they didn't. No, uh-uh.
That's what it feels like to me. I don't know how they're experiencing it, but
I'm sure she'll comment.
Okay. And yeah, it feels like it's really opening things up, getting things flowing.
That's great.
Yay.
That's what we all ultimately want.
Yeah.
Right? Be in the flow of things.
Right.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Right. No.
All right. all right. So I'm just going to start with what was on the page for a question. But why do certain situations, people, issues get stuck?
In our consciousness, you mean? Like in our mind,
right,
or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's usually, I don't want to say usually, often, somewhere between often and usually, that there is something to that experience that needs to, that you need to uncover, explore. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to see the person again or go to the location again or anything like that, but there's something in that of that person or that experience that there was a lesson in there. And remember, we don't always, you know, we get the lessons, but we don't always like read the page, you know.
Right.
So they'll keep sticking the page in front of you going, come on, here you go. You got to read this.
I love that analogy.
So, yes. Let me see if I get an answer for other. Yeah, sometimes it's a hook. It's like an emotional hook or, it's something in our conscious or subconscious, rather, that is hooked on that. And then so then like if, whatever it hooked on, like so maybe it hooked on a fear of yours or, a shyness or a nervousness or whatever. And you keep on like reliving that moment. But that's ultimately like your fear not being able to let it go.
Okay. So how do we know when to pursue it? And how to pursue it? How do we know?
Okay. Oh, that's the million-dollar question. And the multi, because obviously every situation is different. So let's see what we can get clarity-wise. So as is so often the case, getting centered, getting grounded, sitting with yourself and Source, and allowing the information to unveil itself, to appear, So if it's something that you're, okay, so a question is, you know, is this something Source is trying to get me to notice, or is this myself, you know, hooked, being hooked? So first you want to distinguish, you know, is it one or the other? And if it's obviously something that you're hooked on, then, you know, then, oh, they're saying then find the hook, find the hook. Why is, are you hooked on that? And then work on that issue. Okay, so that's, this is like a flow chart. So if the, so then there, then you find the answer and that's that. So if it, if it's not your subconscious, it's not the hook thing, and it is Source, then the next question is this a lesson already exposed, or is this something to pursue, right?
Right.
So, so if this is something already exposed, then continue with, you know, the process. And I, you know, it sounds like this could be in one session, but that's not necessarily the case. So just remember, sometimes it takes many sessions, many months even, or many, sometimes many years for things to unveil themselves. But keep at the process. But let's just go with you doing this in one session. So you follow and you go, okay, so there was a lesson in there, and allow yourself to find that lesson. Let it show up. And it may be something completely different from what you thought it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, be open to the possibility. Just let your ego sit on the shelf for a little while and go, you know what, whatever this is, it's going to be something. And just as an aside, my mother recently, she's like, I've been having this dream and I've been having it for so long, and it keeps coming up, and I just had it again last night, and it's you deserting me. And so she is like, I know it's you deserting me. I'm like, no, Mom, it's not me deserting you. It's you deserting yourself. And it's something about me. There's some aspect of me that you, what you see in me, that's the part of you that is deserting yourself.
Oh.
So, yeah, but her subconscious was using me as the vehicle to show her. So in her head, she was like, okay, this is Karen. But really, it wasn't me. It was herself. So I use that as an example that even though it on the surface, it looks like it's some one thing, that may not necessarily be. You have to dig deeper and see if that is something that's representing standing in for something else. Or if it's, you have to look at it from a different angle and you go, oh, if I look at it from this way, then, oh, then it really doesn't matter that it was that person. It was more about the situation, or it was more about the, you know, the healing, or the focus, or the stretch, or whatever was going on. Okay.
So, yeah, I get that. And I think that, and sometimes that's where it might help to talk with somebody else, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I have a very hard time seeing something from a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah. Because I'm so set in my perspective. Right. Not that I can't ever, you know, I mean, yeah, I can certainly, you know, especially when I've sat with something for a while and pondered it and prayed and so forth, then sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. But you know, sometimes you can't. Sometimes
right.
You can't.
And see, and you just hit on this another reason. You know, the, this concept of having community, of your pod of friends, whatever you want to, whatever words you want to use. You know, man is not an, I am not an island. And the more that I can interact with others, the more whole I become. And that's one reason, because my little brain works this way and Wendy's little brain works a different way. So if we share and I'm looking at it this way and she's looking at it that way, you know, then it's wonderful, because then you can go, well, maybe this. And then, you know, whichever, whoever's talking, then if I could say, oh, I never thought of that. I mean, how many times have you said, I know I'm, how many times have I said in my life, I never thought of it that way?
Oh, gazillions of times.
Yeah.
So before we go to break, because it's going to happen in a minute, I just want to say that we have a couple comments. One is about your dream, you know, something that appears as something else that is classic, and I'm going to say it wrong, Jungian dream interpretation.
Uh-huh.
And when we were, you were talking about how does that person feel the healing, and you were getting like in the stomach area, right?
Yes.
And she said no third eye.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. But those are not mutually exclusive. And I'm totally willing to be wrong. It's not about me being right.
You know what? She could be noticing it when it's a third eye, but that doesn't mean that there aren't sometimes feelings in the stomach that are going unnoticed.
Right. No. And it's
misdiagnosed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. So we've got another question here too from somebody else. Woohoo. When we get back.
All right.
Don't go away.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Okay. We're back. So during the break, I wanted to poke around and see what the discrepancy was between the third eye feeling and the belly. Like again, it's just above the above the belly button there.
Uh huh.
I thought, okay, so let's see what that's about. So. It's pretty strong, so I hope this person follows through. The third eye is the kiss from the concourse, is the kiss from, you know, them. That's the kiss that she's noticing on her third eye. But if she was a she, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If she would humor me, and in her meditation or some, you know, next time. Focus on that part of her body and the light and notice the light there, excuse me, and see what shows up. Hopefully she'll do that and report back to us.
All right.
Okay. So with our flow chart, we didn't finish the flow chart. So if the life lesson already was, then, you know, the explorer, but if it's something that you have to do, this is the crux of it, right? This is where it gets scary. Like, uh-oh, do I have to contact somebody? Do I have to go skydiving? Do I have to, you know, move to Tibet? You know, when those big things, that's where we get kind of scared. Hold on. Not that we don't get scared on other steps, but It's more scary when somebody else is involved because you're like, ooh, I don't want to make an ass out of myself. So say it is connecting to somebody or writing a letter to yourself or source or moving or switching jobs or whatever the thing is on your mind. Buying, you know, the gadget or whatever. Same thing. So sit with that and notice how do you expand? Like when you sit there and go, okay, you know, despite my fear and all that other stuff, when I have an image of myself making that call or planting that tree or whatever the thing is, how does it feel good? And then this is before your mind starts putting in those things, but, before you start butting yourself, how does it feel? And then you're going to have all your but this and your excuses. But before the excuses come in, how does it feel? And there's your answer.
Okay. Well, before I go on to my other questions, can I ask this?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you guys. I hope that this is quick. But is it okay to not follow through on a promise?
If you made a promise, whether verbal or not.
Verbal.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Verbal or not, because a promise that you make, you know, in your head to somebody is just as binding. But if there is good reason for you not to follow through on the promise, because sometimes you make a promise that you didn't understand the consequences of, right?
Okay, yeah.
You know? So, or you didn't really think it through or whatever. So if you want to back out of a promise for good reason, then that's acceptable. Optimally, you would tell the person, especially if you verbally promised it to them. If you in your mind promised it to them, then you don't have to necessarily verbally tell them because they in their soul are going to hear you anyway. But if you don't do it because you're a chicken, because you know, for some other reason, you know, not for the highest good, but because you're afraid or because, you know, I mean, there's a thousand reasons, but it depends on the reason why you're not doing the promise.
Okay. All right. We've got three questions here for tonight still yet. So the first one is, how do you figure out how to let go when you want to? I love that question. I can't wait for the answer. So often people say, just let it go. It's like, okay, well, I thought I did.
Yeah. They're showing me that it's primarily a heart thing. It has to do with the heart, literally and energetically, of allowing the heart to clear of that space. Not that you don't still have the memory of it, but letting the heart breathe, you know, of clearing your heart. I don't know how words to put it. Hold on. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm trying to write it down.
Okay, but can you explain it? Because you sometimes can use words better than I'm struggling with.
What it means is that the way that I'm interpreting it is you can say in your mind, you know, like sometimes I'll say, I joyfully and willingly let this go. You know, but you can't just say the words, you have to feel it in your heart. And so when you were saying let your heart breathe, what I was picturing was taking the whole idea of it and putting it in my heart, letting that peace go so that everything else in there could expand, everything else that's still going to live in there could move over just a little bit and breathe. You know, it's kind of like taking a dark spot out.
Yeah. And allowing, right. Yes. Bringing it down. That was much better than I was fumbling with.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Next question.
Okay. The next question. And I hope you don't mind. I put part of that on Facebook.
Oh, no. Perfect.
Okay. Is there a metaphysical reason behind two people not understanding each other, or is that just an ego thing?
Often it's a misaligning. You just speak two different languages. And perhaps you're just not, it's not optimal to pursue a relationship sometimes, or sometimes it's a learning, like you have to learn another language.
Yeah.
Sometimes in that case, like I'm like, it's such a strong image in my head of like the one person having their face in the other person, like, this is what I'm saying, listen to me. And the other person going, I am not comprehending anything. So the person that is saying, I am not comprehending anything, needs to step back from the other one who's like pushing into them, step back and just go, whoa, hold on here. I need my space. I need to be able to process this. So I don't know if this is relaying to a particular situation that anybody's having, but I think it's a good general rule. If you're struggling with communication with somebody, you know, there's no reason you can't step back and just, you know, take the time that you need to, okay, I need to breathe, I need to center, and maybe it's a day or a week, an hour, who knows, and before you go back into that, you know what? Perfect analogy of learning another language, because, you know, whenever you're learning something, you need to take breaks. Your brain cannot process. It can only process so much, you know? So, you know how they say, like, if you're studying, you know, every 20 minutes, you should get up and like walk around a little bit. Same thing. If you're not, if you're trying to learn somebody else's language and you're struggling, get up and walk around every 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Next.
Okay. All right. If I have a negative feeling about something, physical, emotional, etc., it usually means to go away from it. Can it ever mean to go toward it as a test for growth?
Yeah. So remember, we use the word negative to kind of put in a container things that are uncomfortable or seemingly wrong. But, you know, like we'll say anger or fear is a negative emotion, but in reality, it's not a negative emotion. It's a positive. Well, first of all, it's an emotion, positive, negative. It's an emotion, period. We categorize them because some we like better than others. So we call those positive and others we don't like so much and we call them negative. But fear is an important emotion, just like all the others. So if it feels negative, like it's going to hurt you, or hold on. I think if, and I don't know if this is particularly this person, but if there's like a warning, I think they're seeing a warning as a negative, like they're getting a warning and going, oh, that's negative, so I got to walk away. But a warning, actually, if you think about it, a warning is a positive thing because it made you walk away, right?
Right.
Okay. So having said that, could a warning then be positive? No. If we're translating this negative emotion or this feeling of negative as a warning, then a warning is a warning is a warning. So if you're to walk away or not go down that road or not call that person or not walk after dark or whatever the warning was, then heed the warning. But when we're talking about the idea of walking down the street gives you fear, you need to, it might be that you need to explore that fear and go ahead and do it, you know? So there's a difference between warning and a quote negative, you know, what we put in the basket of negative emotion.
Oh my gosh, you hear that?
I do. Went
oh
quick.
My gosh, time went by so fast.
It sure did.
Wow.
Good night, everybody. We love you.
Love you. Come join us Wednesday. And next Sunday.
And Sunday, which I forget what the topics are, but they'll be good, I'm sure. Okay, good night.
Good night, everybody.